So when we're wrapping up over here, Perek Vav, again, basically the concept we've been discussing the whole time is the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmusa, there's no chilukim, and the way we perceive it, there is. Now, that doesn't mean to say that Hashem, that there's two existences or anything like that. What that means to say is that we're only capable of seeing it because he set it up in a way that it could be understood that way. That's the symptom. So I saw from Elie Weintraub, he says a mashal, very simple, but I guess it brings out the point. He says if you have a very, very advanced math professor, and he wants to explain a complicated math concept to beginners. So he's going to explain it in a way that is very watered down, without all the detail, and without all of the, you know, proofs and all the, you know, formulas. And he's going to explain the concept, and they're going to get it on their level. Okay. Now, does that mean because they saw it on their level that he's any less intelligent than he was before he said it? He has all the knowledge he had before it. And the theorem exists the way it exists, whether they understand it or not. And he explained it to them on a level that they understand, which is 100% evidence. So nothing changed. Right, he explained it. He shared with them a concept on their level. That's the concept they're going to work with, which was 100% emes on every level. But they don't realize that the levels that they are being exposed to, because in reality he never told them that. But that doesn't mean that he lost his knowledge when he told it to them on a lower level. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that we have to be able to appreciate it, that's the way he created the world. Now, there is at the end of the he says over here, like we said before, that the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Baruch Hashem Kol Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed. Now he says over here a pshat in the Zohar. Now, interestingly, that in the Sefer Tanya, the entire chapter of Shar Emunah ve'ayichud, ayichud ve'amunah, that shar, he says, the point of the shar is to explain this maimer chazal of the Zohar. So they're both coming to explain this maimer chazal of the Zohar. What does it say? The maimer chazal is that Shema Yisrael is the yichud ilah, and Baruch Shem is the yichud tatah. It means that there's two ways of saying yichud Hashem, saying Hashem is one. There's the Shema Yisrael way, and that's called Yichud Ilah. That's the higher level Yichud. And there's Baruch Shem way, which is the Yichud Tata, which is the lower level Yichud. Fascinating thing, right? So there's two levels of Yichud. What does that mean? So he says, Netanya and the Rosh Hashanah, this Shar Perek Vav, says this is what it means, exactly what we're saying. Is the Yichud Ilah is the real Yichud Hashem, that everything is one mamish, and everything we see is really HaKadosh Baruch. And that's what we said last time, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso, when there's a Malchus, that means that they're subjects. A Malchus implies interaction. So that already implies that there's a world. That implies a Kodesh Baruch Hu's interaction with the world. That's a different type of Yichud. That means that everything is totally in Hashem, but it seems as though there's a world. So there's really two Yichudim. There's two levels to understand Yichud Hashem. It's really one, but there's two. Now, there is a paragraph from the Arizal that the entire Tzimtzum is based on, okay? That there's a lot of words in this Arizal, that there are books and books and books written on those words, on these few words, 2-3 words of the Arizal, there's books and books and books written on it, okay? For example, I have this sefer, is the Nefesh Elio of Elie Weintraub. Basically, it's the whole thing about this. More or less, the whole sefer is about these words. Okay? And basically, it's when he's introducing the concept of tzimtzum, then the Arizal uses a mashal. Let me read it and see if you could follow what I'm saying. Daki tchilas hakol haya metzias or pashal. Before anything started, the world was an R. Nikra R Ein Sof. The world was filled with the R of the Ein Sof. The R of Kadosh Baruch. V'ahaya shum chalal. And there was no empty space. V'shum avir panah. And there was no empty space at all. Ala kol haya R Ein Sof. U'kisha'al labertsoinai ha'poshet. And when in his ratzoin, lahatzil ne'etzalim, to be mashpia from that or onto others. So in order to mashpia, I have to make room for other people. Not other, make room for people. So az tzimtzim atzmai, Hashem, that's the whole where tzimtzim comes from. Hashem contracted himself, or what we're saying it means, Hashem hid himself. V'nisha chalal, and there was an open space. V'zem makam achalal, who eagle, that chalal is a circle. And in the halal is where the worlds are. Now, how does Hashem interact with that world? Hashem then put a kav, a beam of light into the halal, and that's how he's mashpia into the halal. Okay? These are the words of the Arizal. So there's a concept of chala, of ego, that the world on one level is a circle, and on another level there's a kav. And one of the major sugyas in Kabbalah is igulim v'kav, igulim v'yosher. Some things are round, some things are straight. There's an eagle and there's a yosher. This is one of the sugyas in Kabbalah, supposedly. Not that I know what I'm talking about, but there's one of the sugyas in Kabbalah is Gulim V'Kav. So Rav Elazar starts explaining this concept over here of Igulim V'Kav. So again, conceptually, there was a tzimtzum creating a vacuum, and Hashem is mashpia from the outside with a kav. The way we're understanding that, if you say tzimtzum means kipshutai, so somehow Hashem made a space that's vacant of him, and he stands in the outside and is mashpia on it. But Rav Elazar is coming against that concept and saying, no, that's not true. Even in, there's no donut hole. Everywhere is full and full and full of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what's the eagle and what's the calf? It's all the same. So he says, Taka, the eagle and the calf is the same. Just as Vaita, the two perspectives. Now let's think about this for a second. An eagle means that everything is always the same. When you have a circle, what's the definition? What's the scientific mathematic definition of a circle? I remember from geometry. Right. In geometry state, right, that your eighth grade, if you have a daughter in eighth grade, she'll remind you of it, that the idea of a circle is that every point on the outside is equidistant from the middle. Right? That's the definition of a circle. The circle means there's absolutely never any shinoi. There's never any chiluk. No matter where you are, wherever you are, you see everything the same. So Rav Elazar says the concept that Hashem made the world was an eagle. Hashem made a halal from the eagle means is that even after the tzimtzum, really everything's the same. No matter where you are in the Bria, all you see is Hashem. That's the concept of an eagle. What's a straight line? A straight line is never the same. A straight line is never standing from the same perspective as it did. And it's never coming back to where it was either. A straight line, as it proceeds, is always seeing everything from a new perspective. The straight line is where everything is different. As I keep on progressing along the line, now I see things differently. Hashem made a line means he created the world. But he created the world with an eagle, that he's still fully involved in the world. He's in the world completely. However, the kav says that there's a way to look at him in a kav, that depending on where you are in the world, you'll see it differently. The kav is where the hashpah of Hashem is only visible from different perspectives. The Kav of Hashem, right, in the world of Atzilus, in the world of Asiya, Bria, right, in all the worlds, each world, the Kav is less clear. And then in the Beis HaMikdash, it's more clear. And in the bathroom, it's less clear. And all that concept that we could see him more clearly or less clearly, that's the mashal of the Kav. Okay, so again, we have to understand that the Arizal is saying mashalim. He's not saying a physical reality, that Hashem made outer space and he made a donut hole and he put us in there and then he threw in, you know, a laser beam into there. That's not what he's saying. Okay, what he's saying is that really everything is one. There's eagle v'yosha. There's the way Hashem is mashpia through eagle, and there's the way Hashem mashpia through yosha. There's the concept of eagle is when everything is circular, when everything is equidistant from each other, everything's the same. Hashavah gemura. The kav is the outside. So it says of Chaim Lajner, whenever you see in the Arizal kav, that means our perspective. Whenever you see in the Arizal eagle, it means Hashem's perspective. But it's the same reality that you're seeing, just from a different perspective. And there is no halal. There is no empty vacuum space from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything, even the way we see it, it's there. It's just we're only seeing it as the kav, because he hid the rest of it. So we're going to have to see it as a kav. But really, what we're seeing is really the same thing that existed the whole time. It's a shema gemura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? So that's how he's understanding the concept of kav. And, you know, he says here, actually, he says, at some point in the middle of Perek Zion, in that red sefer I showed you, he has like a 10-page hakdama to Perek Zion. So Perek Zion is big soidis in this. And so I'm not going to read it inside, but essentially he says, it's again, it's the same concept that we've been saying, but he says, at simtum ve'akav kol echad ve'inyan echad. Im kivada shgam b'mokam kol olamos hal kol moli gam ata rak hatzmusa yizbarach ki koydim abriya, nothing changed. Okay, then he says v'zeo shomer sham b'shari gulim v'yosher shakav kuchut ha'or l'nimshak v'nispashet elo la'at la'at. The kav only allows the light to spread slowly, and that's what Hashem did. Hashem said, "I'm making a world." And the world's coming from an eagle, but I'm going to only mashpia on it through a kav, where I'm only going to allow the hashpah to come slowly so people see it slowly. Then he says, everyone should understand that whatever the Rizal is saying, I can't explain it. And therefore, that's it. I'm done with the Arizal. I'm not explaining it further. Whatever you get from Perek Zion, you got. And let's move on. That's basically what he says there. So, and he even says, "V'lachein nesar hachakira v'hizboinus." Again, he says that's why we're not allowed to talk about this anymore. And he says, "The Arizal got special permission." Asher hursha v'hifli legaloi soydis amukim kvar pirishu shepimi zakazav. He says the Arizal got special permission, but I don't have that permission, and therefore, I am not going to explain any further than what I did. That's what he says. Okay, so again, I think that we're keep on saying the same concept. We're like banging it in, the same concept, you know, that everything's really one, and we're just seeing it from different perspectives. And he's even explaining the very statement of the Arizal, which says the tzimtzum, which says the halal concept and creates the eagle. He's still saying, no, that's the same as the kav. It's the same thing. It's just a vita, another perspective, okay? So it's important to, you know, obviously he felt it's very important. In our avoid, that's a little bit abstract, you know, but we're going to get to, like I said, soon, we're going to get to where he brings us down into the world of Lamais, even for us, okay? So just keep it up, and then we'll get there. Shkoyach, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good night.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.